and then ice jams. I don't know if that's kind of outside of the discussion, but that is a real big aspect of dangerous ice in interior Alaska.
Quite a few years ago, my brother Finley has went up Kuskokwim River and for following the ice down canoe. Got a canoe up there and they're springing up. And I fly quite a bit, so to check on them. I come down and I couldn't find them. But I came around this bend and the ice was actually jammed. It was one of those things where you're talking about the shelf ice was set up, but this was regular river ice was jammed up. And there was nothing but this great big old whirlpool. You know, and all the ice and stuff that was coming down behind was just going underneath the ice and just disappearing. So I had these real awful thoughts of my brother and him coming down, you know, with the canoe and getting stuck in that thing with and they couldn't go back up because the currents were swifting all the ice would be pushing them underneath there. So I was kind of getting pretty panicky, but I actually went up river and found them. They were on one of these, they're younger, and one of these sandbars, and the water was coming up because the ice was jammed below, and they were fascinated with all these mice that would show up. So I chased them around, so I landed and picked them up and got them out of there, actually. They told me to go back up to the canoe later. They tied up to the willows. But it was pretty scary. I mean, I could see where a person coming down with a canoe unexpectedly coming out without thinking of that, coming around and hit that, and all that ice coming behind it. It was like half the river. It was just a massive whirlpool, and everything that was getting in there was getting sucked right underneath it. It was scary looking.
Well, 10 years ago on the Chattanooga, you know, people go up to Chattanooga to kayak it. Who was it? She was a biologist at UAF went under.
Yeah, they had the same thing where they
came around the
actually was ice and they cut underneath and they went right through it.
She thought she was dead.
Yeah.
I can't think of
her name. That's a small little creek compared to the sort of sheets you get
popped out the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are stories that go under luck.
Anyway.